Hi there. We wanted to go over what we found to be five basic technology tools that, as a couple CEO, Heidi and I have found to be very effective in running our business, running our life, and just maximizing the technology that's out there to make things a lot easier to get a lot more done.
And the reason we've highlighted these five specific tools, and it truly is just a highlight today, is they absolutely correlate with the five things that we talk about with all of our couple CEOs. Mm-hmm. You will find by implementing these tools, clearly they're business strategies. That's pretty obvious. They help with time management. They help with intimacy, literally, because you're going to have a little bit more free time to be able to focus on intimacy. They help with your health and fitness, both in scheduling it and identifying what that should be. And they also help in organizing and thinking about your goals and dreams.
And where you're heading.
Absolutely.
And mapping that out to get to where you want to be.
So what we want to do today is just touch on these very lightly, and by coming to Schoenberg Solutions, you can delve into much greater detail on each of these. But if you aren't using these five tools today, you should be, and there's nothing that should be stopping you. So let's tell them.
Strap on your tool belt, and let's get started on our technology tools. The first thing we want to talk about is we recommend a shared calendar. By that, I mean that we each have our own calendar. When I say a calendar, it's iCal if it's Apple, Macintosh, if it's Outlook, if it's PC, although that works for Mac as well.
Whomever.
But you have a calendar that each of us can add calendar items to the other's calendar just to invite you to different activities, to let you know what's going on jointly. Give an example.
Well, I'll give an example, which would be, he's got a board meeting at 8 o'clock on a Thursday morning. Well, I need to know that so I don't schedule a business meeting for he and I to attend at 8 o'clock.
So I might invite her to that meeting, not for her to be at the meeting, but to know that I have the meeting, so it's allocating that out of our calendar.
And the reason we listed this as the number one is that when we've worked with couple CEOs, one of the first things we often hear is, well, I always get frustrated because, he's supposed to do this and he didn't show up.
Or I told him to do that. I told him to put on the calendar and he forgot to do it. Right. Well, if you take advantage of the technology, you don't have to remind them later. It just goes on their calendar as they accept and it's there.
Right.
So take advantage of that technology.
Another piece of technology that Scott identified when it first came out, Scott's great at culling information, and that's Dropbox. For those of us who've been in business for quite some time, you remember that you had the days when you had a server filling up a closet and taking up space.
And the maintenance of that server.
Right.
And the patches and the updates. So basically Dropbox, and there's a lot of cloud server options out there, but we like to use Dropbox. Mm-hmm. Essentially, all of your information is in the cloud and the internet. It's all secured and it's all user driven so that your organization can have all of your files in a file server which you don't have to maintain yourself because it's maintained by the service that you're working with, and Dropbox is the one that we're talking about here.
I mean, another example is you're at a meeting and you either need to update a spreadsheet or possibly you just need to pull
just
up a spreadsheet
it.
And access
yeah.
it. You can do it right there on the fly.
Right.
And you no longer have to be stuck at your desk in order to get that information.
So Heidi and I might have a project that we're working, the two of us along with, say, five other people. They could all share that folder that we're all working on together. So collaboratively, you're not having to email back and forth different documents. You're just working from the same folder. And we just find it's a very efficient technology tool to incorporate. So definitely our second technology tool advice is Dropbox.
And so Dropbox is your server. And then another application that Scott identified for us is Evernote.
And I love Evernote.
And Evernote, and it's interesting when we meet with people and they see our Evernote, they're just, oh my gosh, how do you do that? And they can't wait to learn more about it. But can you give them just the short version?
Imagine that you've got this assistant walking with you everywhere in life that if you want to remember something, you just say, remember this, or take a picture of that, or record this. Evernote is that assistant. It's basically either it's on your phone, your tablet, your computer, wherever you're pulling the information into it, it synchronizes it among all your devices. And you can share with other people so that Heidi and I can have shared notebooks in Evernote on whether it's a home we're building or a website we're developing, whatever. It's basically a digital information treasure chest of anything that you want to save in one place. But it's not just one place, it's all the places that you have it on multiple devices, your phones, your tablets, your computers.
But I think an important benefit that Evernote has that certainly makes it unique is by you tagging information, it indexes it for you. So if the topic is healthy eating or recipes, you can have recipes in lots of different places. You were at a restaurant, you found one, or you were in Italy or whatever. But as long as you put in recipes, it's going to find it for you, and it automatically indexes that.
You can even take a picture of a recipe, and then by using the search terms, you'll find a word within the recipe because the image gets translated into the words.
Right.
So it's not just an image file, it's the words itself.
That's getting into a little bit of detail.
So we'll talk to you more about that later. But definitely that's the third technology tool that we're recommending in your tool chest.
And then the fourth, hopefully, is a no-brainer, and that is that you must, as a couple CEO, have a smartphone. So
Separate smartphones, right?
So if you're still on a flip phone, shame on you. And if you're on a smartphone, we're proud of you, but the question is, are you using it to its fullest
capacity? The functionality of that smartphone is essentially your office wherever you are, and you would be amazed at what you could do on that phone. And lots of times you're going to be more productive out of the office than in, and that becomes your office remotely.
But we're amazed at some of the couple CEOs that we meet with, and they're not using this technology. They might even have Dropbox in the office, but it never dawned on them to have the free Dropbox app on their phone.
Or Evernote.
Right, but I mean, I think more people are familiar with Dropbox. That's why I mentioned that one first. But I mean, it's just important that you're using it to its fullest capacity.
Right.
I know that we talk about the fact that you shouldn't be working over lunch and things like that, but sometimes you do need to, and by having your smartphone there, it can get done. So the more you get done during the day while you're mobile, the more free time you're going to have at the end of the day.
Which goes back to what we were saying at the beginning about the five different components of time management, intimacy, all of those things factor in to your business strategies.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, the fifth is a shared email account. And this might not, I think it's sometimes it doesn't always resonate with people. And it may depend on the type of business you're in. But to give you a real example, if you're running any business that has customers, and so your customers need information, or maybe your customers have warranty, well, if you create an email address, that's info@warranty@ with your company name, then what you've just done is you're cleaning up your inbox. So during the day when you're sitting down and you're looking at your inbox, I can just look at the things that are Heidi@SchimbergSolutions.com, because that's the business I'm focused on most importantly, and don't look at everything else. I mean, inboxes can have, I mean, it used to be hundreds of emails a day. That's nothing anymore. Another example?
Well, you can also have a joint email that something can go to. If your clients are communicating with both of you as a couple CEO, it's going to a joint email that you both get. So that way, I'm not getting an email and having to forward the email to you, and we're just spending more time. Did you see the email that I got? No, you have a joint email, and you could have multiple joint emails. I think the important thing is to understand that with technology, emails are not something that is just a one-to-one relationship. You can have different emails to serve different functions within your organization and even within just your life.
Definitely. Definitely. So these are five quick technology tools that Scott believes should be in every tool belt.
Yep.
And we both believe that, I should say. So we encourage you to do that. And for further information, we encourage you to come to Schimberg Solutions and learn a lot more about each of these.
So we hope this helps you. Tips to be a couple CEO on your journey from the bedroom
to the boardroom
and back.